some variations of the light microscope: phase contrast, polarizing light, dark field, reflected light. There are many variations of the light microscope. Some of the better known variations are phase contrast, dark field, and polarized light microscopes. Some light microscopes incorporate a number of variations in one device. My microscope is a conventional light, phase contrast, and with a special attachment, polarizing light microscope. I can also obtain dark field images by manipulating the objectives and light source. In addition, I can use it as a reflected light microscope by focusing a light beam on the surface of specimens. The multiple capabilities is economical because purchasing specialized microscopes for each of the above would cost thousands. My microscope with all of the above functions only cost about $1,500. Oil immersion objectives for high magnification: when magnifications are in the range of 1000x, the tiny gap of air between the specimen and the microscope objective can be a problem. The oil immersion objective solves this problem. This type of objective is immersed in oil to eliminate the tiny gap of air between the specimen and the objective. This is somewhat messy, but it is necessary for high magnification with the conventional light microscope. The oil used with this type of objective can make it difficult to observe live microorganisms. However, from experience and trial and error, I devised a simple method of viewing live microorganisms with oil immersion objectives. With this method, the specimen is placed on a glass slide with a tiny drop of water. Then a cover glass is placed on top of the specimen, and you gently press on the cover glass to make it as flat as possible. After this, you put the slide under the microscope and place a drop of oil on top of the cover glass. The specimen will usually remain alive for at least a few minutes in the tiny drop of water under the cover glass. A slightly different technique involves placing the live specimen with a tiny drop of water on a slide and placing a tiny drop of immersion oil on top of the drop of water. After this, a cover glass is placed on top of the specimen, and then the slide is placed under the microscope with another drop of immersion oil between the objective and the slide. These techniques allow the viewing of live bacteria and blood cells. Note, when I use the terminology tiny drop of water or tiny drop of immersion oil, I am referring to a speck of water or oil that is so tiny that it does not look at all like a drop. It looks more as if the surface of the slide is wet or covered with an extremely thin layer of liquid. Keep in mind that at this level of magnification, 1000x, 1/100th of an inch is very significant. An object 1/100th of an inch would appear 10 inches in length when viewed at this level of magnification. A drop of water 1/100th of an inch high would be a very great depth that would cause a problem at a magnification of 1000x. This will be explained in more detail under the following heading. Problems and techniques with the light microscope. A major problem with the light microscope is minimal depth of field. Especially at high magnifications, a major problem with the light microscope is a lack of depth of field. That is, when one section of the specimen is in sharp focus, other sections that are not in the same plane may be out of focus. This is usually not too much of a problem when the magnification is 100 times or less. However, with magnifications over 100 times, it can be a major difficulty unless the specimen is perfectly flat. Generally, the higher the magnification, the lower the depth of field will be. A 1/1000th of an inch variation in thickness of a specimen will be a major problem at 400 to 1000 times. In such a case, it may be necessary to view sections of the specimen by changing the focus of the microscope. The other alternative is to prepare the specimen so it is perfectly flat. This is quite feasible if the specimen is dead. If the specimen is alive, the task is more difficult. However, you can gently press a cover glass on the specimen with the goal of pushing out any excess water and making the system as flat as possible. Usually, to do this successfully, it is necessary to remove some or all of any foreign material, debris, growth media, and/or dead or decaying plant or animal matter from the microscope slide. This can sometimes be difficult because the microorganisms may be dispersed in one or more of the above. and it might be impossible in many cases. The movement of live microorganisms can make observations or photography difficult, but with the right techniques, this problem can be circumvented. A major problem when viewing certain types of live microorganisms is their movement, which can interfere with observation. This can be an even more difficult challenge if you are trying to photograph them. I have found a solution to this problem that sometimes works quite well. This involves placing the specimen under the microscope and searching for microorganisms that are trapped in a confined space, or setting up conditions that result in trapping the microorganism in a tiny area. The traps that confine the microorganisms can be very tiny drops of water, surrounded by debris, or air bubbles. One of the easiest ways of achieving this is to place a tiny drop of water with the microorganisms on a microscope slide, and letting the water evaporate. As the water evaporates, the microorganisms will have less and less space to move, and they eventually will be trapped in a confined space that is small enough for good observation. This generally involves observing the specimen continuously, until enough of the water has evaporated to confine the microorganisms into a tiny area suitable for observation or photography. This technique works exceptionally well with large microorganisms, under magnification of 100 times or less, without the use of a cover glass. This permits easy evaporation of the water. However, even under higher levels of magnification, which generally require a cover glass, the water will eventually evaporate. In addition, when microorganisms are placed on a microscope slide with a cover glass, they will eventually slow down, for a number of reasons, such as lack of oxygen. Another method of slowing down microorganisms that might be feasible in some cases is to lower the temperature of the specimen. That is, microorganisms are likely to move slower in cold water, which will permit better viewing in photography. The problem of contrast and detail with light microscopes. A major challenge with light microscopes is obtaining adequate contrast to reveal detail of structural components of tiny objects. However, very often dyes are used to increase contrast of a specimen. This means killing the specimen. This might prevent the observation of important phenomena. For example, it is not possible to view the behavior of the microorganism when it is dead. That is, you cannot see how the microorganism moves, eats, reproduces, and how it reacts and interacts with its environment. In addition, the structural components may be distorted when the microorganism is dead. This is very likely to be the case if the microorganism is also dried and fixed on a slide with a cover glass. Thus, dyes definitely have disadvantages, but they also have very significant utility in some cases. There are dyes that stain specific sections of a cell or its organelles. This can increase the contrast in a very selective way, which provides clear viewing of the cell structures you want to study. In some cases, the dyes can make a structure that is totally, or almost totally invisible, easy to see. However, there is still a much better choice than dyes, to view specific structures of the cell, which is the electron microscope, and the electron scanning microscope to view surface structures. The main advantage of the light microscope observation of living microorganisms is defeated when conventional dyes are used. The main advantage of light microscopes over other devices, such as the electron scanning microscope, is the capability of observing live microorganisms and their behavior. The techniques mentioned above, to increase contrast by using dyes, defeats the main advantage of the light microscope. However, there are a number of techniques, discussed in the following paragraphs, that can be used to increase contrast without killing the microorganisms. Methods of increasing contrast and detail of microorganisms without killing them. Many of the variations of the light microscope are to increase the contrast and detail of microscopic objects. Phase contrast and dark field microscopes can produce significantly better images with more contrast and detail with some specimens. I have found that using a polarizing device and adjusting it for maximum contrast without color distortion can sometimes produce better contrast and detail than the above. This is based on my experience with the equipment I own, and it may differ with other phase contrast microscopes. Using reflected light with a light microscope can increase the contrast of surface structures, probably better than any technique. However, it is difficult to use reflected light with high magnifications, but I have been able to use the technique for magnifications up to 400x. The photographs below illustrate the results of this technique. The following photograph involved a microscope magnification of 400 times, and it was taken with reflected light. The actual magnification that you are viewing depends on the size of your screen, but it is probably over 400 times. The specimen algae was obtained from water from one of the lakes in Central Park. To take this photograph, 230-watt compact fluorescent lamps, in reflectors, focused on the left and right side of the specimen were used. These lamps do not produce much heat and they can be placed a few inches from the specimen. The lamps I used were designed for photographic purposes and they have a color temperature similar to sunlight, which is 5500 Kelvin. The photograph below was digitally enhanced. Below is the same photograph before it was digitally enhanced. Below is a photograph of the same specimen, taken with transmitted light, at the same magnification 400 times. This photograph was digitally enhanced. This is the same photograph as above, before it was digitally enhanced. The digitally enhanced version is a more accurate rendition, because it removed the brown color cast that resulted from the color temperature of the halogen light source that is built into the microscope. It is probably apparent at this point that digitally enhancing photomicrographs has a great deal of utility. This is discussed in the following paragraphs. Digital photography and photo editing software is one of the best ways of increasing contrast and overall quality of images from the light microscope. All of the techniques mentioned above are quite effective in increasing contrast with the light microscope. However, I have found that the best way to increase contrast with the light microscope without killing the specimen is to use digital photography and photo editing software. In its simplest form, this involves a digital camera connected to a microscope. After the photographs have been taken, they are enhanced with photo editing software on a computer. One of the major advantages of this technique is you can digitally enhance the structures that you are interested in. You can crop out unwanted material and produce a clear photographic image on the computer screen. All of the other methods of increasing contrast and detail mentioned above, phase contrast, dark field, reflected light, polarized light, can also be used with digital enhancement techniques. When all of these techniques are used in the optimum combination, the best results are obtained. With digital photography and photo editing software, you can often obtain a number of images from one photograph, which maximizes contrast and visibility of different portions of the specimen. For example, from the same photograph of a microorganism, you can create one picture that maximizes the contrast and detail of the surface structure, and another picture that maximizes the contrast and detail of the internal structures. Sometimes after digitally enhancing the photograph, you can obtain additional data that was not visible when you examined the untreated photograph, or looked at the specimen through the microscope. This is more likely to be the case when the photograph is digitally enhanced a number of ways, with the goal of finding additional data. My photographic work and experiments with the light microscope. Digital photomicrographs and photo editing applications to increase detail and contrast of microorganisms. Conventional dyes used to enhance detail in microorganisms involve killing the specimen. This process can also involve dehydration of the specimen. All of this prevents the observation of the behavior of live microorganisms, and it may distort the shape and structure of the specimen. Thus, alternative methods of increasing detail and contrast of microscopic specimens are interesting and can provide additional information about the structure and behavior of microorganisms. The most sophisticated method of increasing contrast and detail in live microorganisms involves digital photography and related computer technology. This includes the use of photo editing software. Some of this was already discussed in this book, but in this subsection, the results and utility of this methodology will be demonstrated with a series of photomicrographs that I have taken specifically for this section of the book. I used a number of my own techniques for some of the following photographs. This includes the use of reflected light, and a combination of reflected and transmitted light. The organism in the following photograph was relatively large, about the size of a pinhead. It was obtained from water from one of the lakes in Central Park. The photograph was taken with a combination of transmitted and reflected light. The organism was too thick and dense to produce a detailed photograph with transmitted light alone. Because of the thickness of this organism, it was not possible to obtain a perfectly sharp photograph of the entire structure. Thus, you will notice, portions of the photograph are sharp, and other sections are blurred. To compensate for this problem, I took a number of photographs of different sections of the organism, which will be presented below. This photograph is digitally enhanced. This picture is from the same photograph as above, except it is cropped for a close-up view. Below is the original photograph before it was digitally enhanced. Note that the original photograph was underexposed. Sometimes deliberately underexposing and digitally enhancing produces more detail. This is another photograph of the same organism, which was also taken with a combination of transmitted and reflected light. The picture below, of the claw of the organism was obtained by cropping the above photograph, with photo editing software, for a close-up view. The following photograph is of the same organism, showing the claw. However, this photograph was taken with transmitted light, and it has not been digitally enhanced. The following is the same photograph as above, after it was digitally enhanced, and cropped, with photo editing software, for a close-up view. The claw is revealed in detail, after cropping and color correction was performed with photo editing software. The following photographs are of a microorganism obtained from a lake in Central Park. This organism appeared to be trapped in some algae, which made it relatively easy to photograph. The microscope was set at about 100x, but the magnification you are viewing it at is probably greater, depending on the size of your computer screen. This photograph was digitally enhanced. The following picture was obtained from the above photograph by cropping for a close-up, with photo editing software. This is an even closer cropping of the same photograph. The three pictures above were obtained from the photograph below, which is not digitally enhanced. Observation of this microorganism revealed some interesting behavior. Specifically, it has fin-like structures that it can fold downward toward its body. In the photographs above, the fin-like structures are extended. In the following photograph, the microorganism moved the fin-like structures downward toward its body. This is clearly visible in the photograph below. This photograph is digitally enhanced. This is the same photograph as above, before it was digitally enhanced. The following shows the microorganism with its fin-like structures extended once again. The photograph on the left was digitally enhanced. The organism in the following photograph is magnified over 50 times. The actual magnification that you see depends on the size of your computer screen. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. Below is the original photograph, before it was digitally enhanced with photo editing software. The following photograph presents a slightly different view of the same organism. This photograph was digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, before it was cropped and digitally enhanced with photo editing software. The photograph on the left was digitally enhanced. The picture on the right was the original, and it is not digitally enhanced. There were two of these organisms on the same microscope slide, as can be seen in the following photograph, which is digitally enhanced. The photograph below is the same as above, before it was digitally enhanced. As I was exploring a microscope slide, with water and debris from one of Central Park's lakes, I noticed two organisms that appeared to be bound together, as if they were either undergoing binary fission, or exchanging genetic material. However, these organisms were not moving, and I am not sure if they were dead or alive at the time. This is seen in the series of photographs below. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. Below is the original photograph before it was digitally enhanced. The following pictures are of the same organisms, but they were photographed with a combination of transmitted and reflected light. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following picture was cropped from the above photograph. The following photograph was cropped from the above and treated with photo editing software to determine if the organisms were physically connected. The digitally enhanced image below indicates that there was a physical connection between these organisms. The following photograph is not digitally enhanced, and it was used to obtain the pictures above. The following photographs are digitally enhanced to evaluate the physical connection between the organisms. The following photograph is not digitally enhanced. It was used to obtain the pictures presented above by various types of digital enhancement with photo editing software. This photograph was taken with a combination of transmitted and reflected light. The following photographs are of various types of algae from water obtained from one of Central Park's lakes. They are magnified approximately 50 to 100 times. The actual magnification that you see depends on the size of your computer screen. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph was taken with reflected light. It is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph was taken with a combination of reflected and transmitted light. It is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. Experiments involving the use of non-toxic dyes to observe and photograph live microorganisms. This subsection is focused on an experimental method that I am trying to develop, involving the use of non-toxic dyes to enhance detail and contrast of microorganisms. I have tried conventional food colorings, available in supermarkets, for the following photomicrographs. I also use digital enhancement techniques as noted in the following photomicrographs. This microorganism is magnified over 100 times, and it was obtained from water from one of the lakes in Central Park. I added a drop of green food coloring to the water surrounding the specimen. This photograph is digitally enhanced. Below is the original photograph, before it was digitally enhanced. Note, the original photograph was underexposed. The same specimen as above photographed in a slightly different position. This photograph was digitally enhanced. This is the same photograph as above, before it was digitally enhanced. The following photographs are from the same specimen, without food coloring. With this specimen, the addition of dye did not provide any additional detail when compared to digitally enhancing techniques without dye. The following three pictures are digitally enhanced. The following photograph is not digitally enhanced. The three pictures above were obtained from this photograph by applying digital enhancement techniques with photo editing software. The following three photographs are of the same specimen with green food coloring. As can be seen from these photographs, the specimen does not appear to be moving. At this point, the food coloring might have killed the specimen, perhaps because it contains a preservative consisting of 0.1% propylparaben. However, even when the dye kills the specimen in this way, there is a chance to observe its behavior before the dye is added. In addition, the actual shape of the specimen and its internal structures are more likely to be preserved with this method, especially when compared to conventional methods of applying dye to dehydrated specimens. The following photographs are not digitally enhanced. The following series of photographs appears to be baby snails, which were photographed while still in their eggs. I obtained these specimens from a sample of water from Central Park Lake. The eggs were growing on the side of a jar where I stored the water for several days. The actual size of these baby snails was a little smaller than a pinhead. When I added the green food coloring, it took about a minute or two before it was dispersed throughout the structure of the specimen. This photograph is digitally enhanced. This photograph is the same as above, except it is not digitally enhanced. The following photograph is a baby snail still alive, in its egg, with green food coloring used as a dye. This photograph is digitally enhanced. This is the same photograph as above, but it is not digitally enhanced. The following series of photographs are of the baby snails without any dye added. This photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as the above, but it was cropped for a closer view, with photo editing software. This photograph is digitally enhanced. The following photograph is the same as the above, but it was cropped for a closer view, with photo editing software. The following series of photographs show the snail eggs in clusters, with the green food coloring immersed throughout the system. The dye green food coloring did not appear to provide any additional detail, when compared with digitally enhancement techniques, with these specimens either. With the use of better dyes, and some specimens, additional detail might be seen. I expect to continue these experiments in the future with different types of non-toxic dyes. However, from all the photographs above, it should be apparent that the ideal method of obtaining additional contrast and detail with photomicrographs is computer technology and digital enhancement techniques.